You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around.
Hello and welcome to the WDFA Custom Tees Podcast. My name is Scott and today we are going to be talking about getting your unique look with custom logo t-shirt printing. Custom logo t-shirt printing is a great way to showcase your personal style and stand out in a crowd. Whether you're looking to promote your business, show support for your favorite team or cause, or just want to express yourself creatively, custom t-shirts with your own unique logo are the way to go. But how do you get started with custom logo t-shirt printing? The process is actually quite simple and can be done online or through a local print shop. Here's a step-by-step guide to help you create your own custom t-shirts with a personalized logo. Step 1. Choose your t-shirt. The first step in custom logo t-shirt printing is to choose the shirt that you want to use. There are many different types of t-shirts to choose from, including different styles, materials, and fits. Some popular options include classic cotton t-shirts. These are the most common type of t-shirt and are made from 100% cotton. They are soft, comfortable, and durable, making them a great choice for everyday wear. Performance t-shirts. These t-shirts are made from moisture-wicking materials that help to keep you cool and dry during physical activity. They are a great choice for sports teams, fitness enthusiasts, and anyone who needs a shirt that can handle a little sweat. Eco-friendly t-shirts. If you want to be environmentally conscious, consider choosing a t-shirt made from organic cotton or recycled materials. These t-shirts are not only good for the planet, but they are also soft and comfortable to wear. Step 2. Design your logo. The next step in the custom logo t-shirt printing process is to design your logo. This is where you can really let your creativity shine and create a design that represents your personal style or brand. If you're not a designer, don't worry, there are many online tools and resources that can help you create a professional-looking logo even if you have no design experience. When designing your logo, consider the following tips. Keep it simple. A simple, straightforward design is often more effective than a complicated one. Avoid using too many colors or fonts and focus on creating a clear, concise message. Use high-quality images. If you're including images in your logo, make sure to use high-resolution images to avoid pixelation or blurriness when the logo is printed on a t-shirt. Test it out. Before you finalize your logo, test it out on different backgrounds to make sure it looks good no matter where it's used. You might also want to get feedback from friends or colleagues to see what they think of your design. Step 3. Choose a printing method. Once you have your t-shirt and logo ready, it's time to choose a printing method. There are several different options to choose from, including screen printing. This is a traditional printing method that involves creating a stencil of your design and applying ink through the stencil onto the shirt. It's a cost-effective option for large orders, but it may not be suitable for small quantities or complex designs. Direct-to-garment, DTG, printing. This method involves printing your design directly onto the t-shirt using special inkjet printers. It's a great option for small quantities or complex designs, but it can be more expensive than screen printing. Heat transfer. This method involves printing your design onto a special transfer paper and then using heat and pressure to transfer the design onto the t-shirt. It's a quick and easy way to get custom t-shirts, but the prints may not be as durable as screen printing or DTG.